that isn't what I meant, or something to that effect. I always know when I've met such a doctor because the staff will all have a horror story of how the doctor forgot to thank them for working for free while he was disabled or on Christmas or something. The insensitive doctor is one who usually doesn't need a great deal of praise for himself or thanks. Unfortunately, they think everyone else sees the world the same way. It's important that you don't make the mistake of thinking that a bonus is a substitute for the grateful, groveling staff want from you. Staff want a large bonus and your undying gratitude. Number 7, poor consumerism is a major contributor to staff turnover. When you systematically fail to offer services or prices that patients want, you're going to see your staff take the strain of that. When staff have to routinely call patients who've quit the practice or missed their appointments, you're actually wearing out your team. The more in line your fees, services, and presentations are with what patients want from you, the easier life gets for your team and the longer they last. Patients coming to the front desk with predictable complaints about prices or over-aggressive case presentation takes years off the useful life of a staff person. All right, overhead profile component number 5, staff costs as a percentage of monthly production. Yes, this is an important factor in clinic overhead, but not in the way you might think. We want our doctors aware of their staff costs, but not overly focused on them. You'll hear practice gurus talk about the percentages for staff pay and benefits. In dentistry, the number we hear so often is 24%. That is 24% of the practice gross collections for staff cost, and yes, that includes hygiene. No, there's nothing wrong with keeping track of these statistics, but it's more important to focus on the bottom line net profit of the practice. In other words, it's more important to know that your monthly net profit is desirable than to know that your staff cost meets some predetermined percentage. Some of our most successful practices have better than industry net profits while blowing right past the so-called percentage guidelines for staff cost. The reason has to do with the concept I call incremental profitability, or incremental profits. For most practices, it's the first $50,000 a month that really isn't all that profitable. It takes that amount to make sure there's a decent roof over your head and some well-behaved employees on the floor. It's the next $20,000 to $50,000 a month in collections that really creates the net profit that we all got into this business to achieve. When a practice goes on our team bonus program, it's not unusual to see their staff cost rise as a percentage of total collections. In fact, this is actually a good sign in most cases. It means that the staff have taken up the challenge to build the practice in an effort to achieve bonus. As I said earlier, it's the next $20,000 to $50,000 that really pays. The reason this occurs is because, with the exception of a few small expenses, the only real cost associated with this quantum leap is the bonus. Those first amounts I mentioned are what pays for the basic infrastructure of the clinic. The next major jump is pure incremental profit. I wouldn't be too off the mark if I said that more practices suffer from low staff productivity than from high staff cost. In other words, it's not about what you're paying staff, it's about what they're not giving you in return for whatever amount you're paying them. I've worked in offices where staff were overpaid at the level of minimum wage. I've also seen practices where staff were underpaid at $50 an hour. If you're looking to maximize profits, don't look at the cost of staff, but at the production you're not realizing because of their lack of ability, motivation, training, or bad attitude. All right, overhead component number 6, prices. There's a tendency to think of low prices as contributing to poor profitability. And yes, having the lowest prices in town isn't going to help you improve your bottom line. On the other hand, I believe as many practices are equally hurt by high prices. Once your fees get high enough, above those of your competitors, you'll ultimately lose patients and be forced to buy friends or to advertise. Remember, the problems associated with paid advertising aren't just cost-related. You tend to attract a more price-sensitive, referral-reluctant patient to the clinic. There's also less likelihood that they'll accept your treatment recommendations. Our marketing department here at Whitehall cautions would-be marketers that advertising is for the system's efficient practice. If your case presentation isn't near perfect and your comparable prices aren't fiercely competitive, you're simply not a candidate for paid advertising, no matter how effective the ad campaign is. You know you're priced too low when your practice is 100% productive and your net profit is well below the national average. This is definitely a symptom worth investigating. All right, overhead component number 7, collection ratio. Although we don't see as many practices with poor collection ratios as we did, say, 10 years ago, they're still out there. Running a practice with a poor collection ratio is so devastating to your bottom line, I believe that most practices that have this problem are actually in the process of being eliminated, as Charles Darwin put it, through natural selection. even though it may seem that